95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah!
Very excited about that.
Yes! I woke up in a fine mood because it's Friday.
Even though it's sunny.
Yeah, I know that kind of put a damper on things. But immediately put some booze in the fridge ready to go tonight. And
thank God you got booze and weed ready.
Oh, my God. I'm so good to go, man. All right. Can we just leave now? What do you think? Oh, come on.
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do our old request fest.
Yeah, this is always really fun. And there's a hell of a lot of loud stuff we want to play at you. If you got anything in mind that will get your weekend started, even if we don't generally play it, call us. 818-955-KLOS or text us. Yeah, tweet us.
Not now, but we start that at 5.
Yeah, you can also hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo.
What TV shows are you rediscovering?
I've been going through Modern Family. That's a damn funny show.
We'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Nice.
Good. That is a damn funny show.
Yeah, very good stuff.
My New Heroes is a new segment that's coming up next.
Okay. Oh, nice.
We'll talk about the new Stones album.
Yeah, I understand you've got something kind of interesting in line for us sometime between now and 4 in relation to their first album in 18 years. That's
very
kind of exciting.
Very excited about that, yeah. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Any song about Mary Jane is a good song in my book, man.
Right? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is perfect for you.
Okay.
I found a competition that you should join.
Oh, yeah? I'm not very competitive. I like to just sit around and do nothing.
Lying down contest.
Woo! I got it!
Enters 20th day as competitors vie for, quote, laziest citizen.
You know, I am truly, and this is no joke, I'm really the happiest when at least once a week I can get a good 12-hour sleep in. I'm so happy with a 12.
What?
Yeah, man, I'm just out, I'm gone.
I haven't slept for 12 straight hours in 20 years.
Most humans haven't, especially you parent folk.
My God. You can sleep for 12 hours.
I could keep on trucking, but I was like, I guess I should probably get up.
Wow. But wait. Are you awake at any point?
I mean, I'll turn over, maybe hit the bathroom once or twice. Yeah.
And you go right back to sleep.
Oh,
I'm so jealous.
Crazy dreams. It's awesome, man. When I was younger, when I was like a teen, I would sleep almost 24 hours a day.
Yeah, well.
Like every 3 months.
That's a teen
so.
Thing, although.
Yeah.
24 hours seems extreme.
That's great.
You should be in this contest.
Yeah.
This is happening in Montenegro.
Okay.
Which is a country, I believe, in Southeast Asia.
Beautiful, I understand. Yeah, I'd love to go anyway.
It's like one of those places that's known for a vacation spot.
Right. So it's a good place to relax to begin with.
Yes, exactly.
And now these people are just laying there for how long have they been?
They've been, the lying down record of 117 hours was set at last year's contest.
Nice. Good for them.
In the resort village of Brezna. But this year's competition is entering its 20th day.
These are my people.
They are your people.
Yep.
You should absolutely do this. Contest was launched in the tiny Adriatic country 12 years ago to mock a popular myth that they're lazy. That it's a lazy country. So they said, look, we're going to find the laziest citizen. They started with 21 contestants, and there are, 12. Wait, how many are left? 13?
Wow, 13 of them are still going after 20 days. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Yep.
Oh, can they get up and go to the bathroom once in a while?
463 hours so
Woo!
Far. The rules, what you're asking,
Very
stipulate that standing or sitting are considered a violation and grounds of immediate disqualification.
Oh, you're
so
out
you
of
can't
there.
Even sit up.
Yeah, okay.
But,
poop.
But contestants are allowed to have 10 minutes to use the toilet every 8 hours.
Whoa! 8 hours. Wow. That's man, you know, now that I'm an old man, that gets pretty rough, man, right there. I need that every 8 minutes.
I'm trying not to get gross today because of the airline story the other day, but do you think somebody would just take care of business because
you
they want to win?
You know, we did a contest, I remember, where it was Living It to Win, and it was a VW Bug when they were first coming back, and they were not bathing. They were letting fly with gas. They were doing whatever it took to get the other people knocked out. So I should think a little like what happened on that flight the other day. They were not going into great detail about, and maybe someone would let fly with that.
Oh, my God. Competitors can also read and use cell phones and laptops.
Oh, see, that makes it super easy.
That's what I would think.
I'm in.
They're doing this for the grand prize of €1,000, which is about $1,070. Seems like not much of a
bucks,
prize.
Man. No. But you know what? I'm going to be gone next year this time when they do it again. I'm sorry, man.
You're entering?
Yep. Done deal. Can you do it remotely? Could they put a camera on me?
I
could just lay here.
I think so. I think you have to be in Montenegro.
Well, what a shame.
It's a beautiful place. So enjoy it. Good luck. And don't embarrass us.
just about as long as I can remember, that's been one of my favorite songs. I love that Dan Stone song. That's an old one, but they've got new stuff. Finally, for the first time in 18 years, new Rolling Stones music. We're going to play it here in just a second, one of the cuts off of that album.
It's called the Hackney Diamonds, and it comes out October 20th. And they do songs with other people.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of people helping out. Actually, they even got Charlie Watts on a couple of tracks. Yeah. They recorded early enough, so that's kind of nice.
But we go to the Heineken 00 hotline, speak to Keith Richards.
Yeah!
Hey, Keith.
What?
Hey, I've been talking to you guys all this time.
Yeah.
Right. Are you excited about Hackney Diamonds?
Hackney Diamonds is unbelievable. Got a brand new album. It's called Hackney Diamonds.
Right. You have a lot of guest stars on this, which is odd.
It's not odd at all because we're so bleeding old. You know, we can't do everything.
I guess that's true.
Barely stand up.
Some of the appearances are from the likes of Lady Gaga. What are your thoughts on working with her?
Lady Gaga, she's amazing because, you know, she helped. I leaned up against her so I could play.
Was she wearing a meat outfit?
No, she's vegan now. She's wearing all cucumbers.
What are your thoughts?
What she had one of them too, mate.
I hope there's video of that.
It's on my phone.
What were your thoughts about working with Paul McCartney after all these years?
Well, you know, the whole thing, there's a rivalry between, you know, the Beatles and the Stones and all. So it was great, yeah, I put that aside and kicked him in the bollocks.
Seems fair.
Did he,
You know what he did? You know what he did when I did that? He went, woo! That's what he always does, man. He goes that thing with that woo.
Right.
Sure.
And what about Stevie Wonder? He's also on the album.
He's great. He was great to work with once he found the studio. You
know. Sure.
He was late to the gig, man. Where is it? Yeah. He's a driver, I think.
Wait, he was driving?
Yeah, he wasn't even...
No, he was driving. Wow. That's why he was so late.
Wow.
You know? He took about 45 minutes to get in the studio. He killed four people.
Hey, could you introduce the new song from Hackney Diamonds here? We're going to play it right
now. Hackney Diamonds, it comes from the broken glass in Hackney when they break into your car. That's why we call them Hackney Diamonds.
Oh,
and the new song is, I have no idea when you're going to play. Is it angry?
Yeah.
We get angry. We get angry when we can't make a poop in the morning because it's so old.
Well, thank you, Keith Richards.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, two people in Los Angeles.
Love their sound. That is Greta Van Fleet, My Way Soon on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. The Minnesota State Fair, here's the headline, and you tell me how well this is going to work.
Okay.
The State Fair hopes this was the last year for throwing stuff off the sky glider.
Oh, you mean one of those, like you sit there in the little chairs and they
it's like a ski lift, but it just goes straight across the Minnesota State Fair.
Do you remember doing that in Phoenix? We had to sit there and broadcast live from one of those stupid things for days on end.
Going around and around and around.
It was so boring.
Yep, it was super dull.
Horrible.
But at the Minnesota State Fair, there's a building underneath it. Kemp's Little Farmhands is the name of it. And people would throw stuff from the little chair onto the roof.
I was going to say, we were doing that. We were throwing, like, popcorn balls at people
from up
there.
Right, trying to hit them.
Yeah. But
in this particular case, there was a girl who took her dad for some wholesome fun.
Okay, to the fair. Sure.
Right.
Everybody come on down.
Right. And she had covered his eyes in a TikTok video that went viral saying, you can't see what's going on here.
What's on the roof of that building that's been thrown off?
Ah. A colorful array of bras. A tremendous amount of them.
Nice.
Underwear. Countless scrunchies.
Sure.
Stuffed animals.
Huh.
And even a VHS tape.
Wow. That thing's probably worth bank now.
Sweet Martha's cookies.
Sure.
A toilet plunger. stuffed animals, and even a prosthetic leg.
Whoa! Hey, where'd my leg go? I think it fell off on the ride.
I love that so much.
Wow.
Somebody dropped a prosthetic leg on the top of
that. What did that sound like on the roof when it hit?
No kidding. But here's what I will tell you. Yeah. The State Fair hopes this year was your last year. No.
What are you, crazy? It's now we know, the whole world knows, you just got to beat a prosthetic leg in a plunger.
Right? It started in 2001. Nobody knows why or how, and it's been going on ever since.
Because those rides are boring, and it's funny to throw stuff.
Throw a prosthetic leg. That's a tough one to beat.
Especially when the highlight of your day otherwise would be seeing the Bay City Rollers play.
That's true.
Who cares?
I don't know how you would beat a prosthetic leg,
Yeah,
though.
That's pretty... Well, do we consider that a challenge?
Detachable penis.
Our request fest just about 40 minutes away. I'm so ready to start the weekend with loud stuff. What do you want to hear?
Between 5 and 7, we do the old request fest on Fridays.
You can tweet us right now. We're not taking calls yet, but you can tweet us right this second. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. What do you want to hear that's loud, and we'll get your weekend started.
Let's talk about people who are snobby, because it's quite
okay.
The group.
All right.
I have always thought that wine drinkers...
Mm-hmm.
Are a snobby bunch.
Am I snobby?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You're painting with a broad stripe, of course.
Oh, you mean you're talking about like
broad stroke.
The go-to wine tastings and pilgrimages up to wine country.
Yes. I mean, the whole thing makes me laugh, kind of.
Yeah.
Because they bring the wine out and people taste it.
Right.
I've only been with people once or twice that actually can tell the difference and say, no, this isn't what I was looking.
Oh, really?
Everybody just goes, yeah, that's
good. Yeah, you know, they open it for you. You're supposed to put it in the little and hold the glass just so and get the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, watch it, see how the color
and
is.
And the glass matters very much.
Shut up!
How it tastes.
Just pour it all out and we'll drink it right now. I go through a bottle of wine, no problem.
I wrote an article. I forget what magazine it was for, but I wrote an article on the snobbery of wine. And there was a wine tasting in Hawaii at the time.
Right.
And I was there, and I went just to listen
to all the babbling. Sure.
And write down what they were saying.
You know, I find that this particular vintage is got fruity flavors and undertones.
Now, again, I'm sure that there are a lot of people who know what they're talking about.
No, sure, yes.
But there's a huge group of bandwagoners that come on and they act they know.
Yeah, those are the worst. To me, it's like they're spitting it out, too. What are you doing, man?
Oh, no, they do spit it out. Spit buckets. They
drink
have
it down. Get drunk.
Well,
who cares?
I don't think that's their goal.
I know, yeah. But it's snobby. You know, I think
what other groups are snobby? 818-955-KLOS. Can be snobby, I should say.
Can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cigar aficionados.
Oh, I've never really spent time with cigar aficionados.
In my humidor, I keep it at minus 37 degrees Celsius. Please close the humidor door.
My grandpa was a big cigar smoker. It was awesome. He'd just sit in the corner there in the trailer and yell at my grandma, "Hey, can you get these poodles off me? I'm trying to have a cigar over here." Now, that is
my
not
cigar.
Yeah, a snobby cigar aficionado, but there can be.
I'll tell you that there is a room in Staples Center for people who smoke cigars.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Actually.
There's a room.
I love that smell. I
don't love that
smell. No, really? I love it. I guess I
grew up
with
it. But I agree that can be a very snobby group as well.
Yeah.
Like they know so much more than everybody else.
You and I love movies. We like the louds. I like some weird movies as well. But then you, of course, got the movie aficionado. They know everything about every film and what, you know, it was filmed
at. And they look down at you for enjoying a movie.
Yeah.
That's another group that's
Star Wars.
Snobby.
Why do you exist in my universe?
Right.
Why don't you die?
Yeah, so we're looking for that. We're looking for groups that can be snobby. 818-955-KLOS.
I'll take a doobie, man.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about groups that can get snobby.
You know, for example, your cigar aficionado. I had something else on my mind. It just slipped my mind. But, you know, are your, what was the one you brought
Mine
up?
Was wine.
Right. Wine.
People about
enthusiasts.
Their wine.
And they know everything about the wine. It has to be this way.
This particular vintage.
I like the
You need to
glass.
Decant the wine before you start sucking it out of the bottle.
The glass is not the right size.
Shut up. Do you have a group that can get snobby?
It's adult men that collect comic books. So cool and so, like, you can't fold the pages. They're not even into talking to women, man. They think they're too good.
Or maybe they've learned their lesson.
They certainly can be snobby, for sure.
Yeah.
When you talk about that.
Good example. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
And I might get some flack for this one being on this station, but you know, the metal gatekeepers. You know those guys?
That's
true.
What's metal and what's not?
Yeah.
Well, don't be those guys, you know, Metallica's Black Album is the biggest piece of crap ever.
Right. Right.
Come on.
Yeah, right. It's got to have been produced in this guy, and it has to be like only sold 3 copies, and you have to have seen them when the first concert that they did, and blah, blah, blah.
No, I think you're right. I think that can certainly be snobby, snobs, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Right on, man. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hot yoga practitioners, man. They can be kind of snobby. Any kind of yoga, if they do it every day and you don't.
Hot yoga.
Step off my mat, sir. Why are you on my yoga mat?
That is very funny.
How flexible are you, anyway?
Enough to do the downward dog, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Right on, man. That's perfect. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
What groups can be snobby?
Well, Kevin, I would love to invite you out on the yacht, but I'm afraid you don't have proper attire. You know, those of us who are enthusiasts about boating find...
We are talking about groups that they could be snobby.
A little snobby.
For sure.
A little stuck-up nose thing.
We started with my idea of wine enthusiasts.
Yes.
That can be very, very snobby about
it. Kind of hard not to, because, I mean, I love a good cheap bottle. I love an expensive bottle. But, you know, you start talking about
it. But you're not a snob.
No. Then you start finding yourself, though, all into it, though. And it's like, oh, shut up. Just drink it.
You have a group that can be snobby?
Yes. BMW owners.
How dare you, sir? We are not snobby. We just plain rule the universe.
Sluggo is a BMW owner.
You know what the difference between a porcupine and a BMW owner is?
What's that?
Porcupines have the pricks on the outside.
Well done.
That's very good.
I like it. Thank you.
Yeah, I kind of have to agree, by the way. I have to stop. I totally hear what you're saying. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Talking about snobby groups of people.
San Francisco Giant fans. Beat LA BS.
Yeah, I don't know why. San Francisco in general hates Los Angeles. I lived there for a little while, and I love San Francisco. I don't bash any city that I've lived in.
No, but when you get to baseball, the Giants and the Dodgers.
No, I know, exactly.
Yeah. Also, fans of the Las Vegas Golden Knights hockey team.
Yeah,
super
that's
annoying.
Very true.
All right.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Perfect example. Hello, KLOS.
Yes. None more snobby than the country club folks.
Oh, the country club folks.
Yeah.
That's right.
That combines it all. I've got the wine, the cigars, got it all.
You're right.
The exclusive whatever, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the perfect send-up, of course, would be a, oh, my God.
Bill Murray movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Why is it slipping my mind?
So what about Gophers?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't even think
of it. Help us, man. Come on. For God's sake.
Yes.
What movie? He hung up.
He should have. This is dull.
Caddyshack.
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 Caddy f***ing Shack.
What is wrong with us?
I don't know, man. Damn.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Hey, how's it going? We're talking about the...
groups that are snobs, yes.
Beer nerds.
Oh, beer.
Beer,
nerds.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's true.
If it's too dark, it's too sour, it's too light, I'm like... Dude, I'm not going to take my time and sip a beer till it goes warm. Shut it down, man.
There's a purpose for beer, and that's drinking.
Right. Yeah, and doing this.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Groups that can be snobby.
Caddyshack!
Hey, what's going on?
Man, we're talking about people who can be snobby.
Oh, man, the Deadheads. I don't care what year or what venue and what show they played at, a song is a song. You know, it's like, and you know, the tie-dyes, I don't care if it's a real tie-dye or not. I'm there just to enjoy the show.
Somebody's angry.
Yeah.
No, Grateful Dead guys are great. You know how it is.
No, 100%, yeah. No, that's awesome, man. Thank you very much.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, I was thinking maybe opera people.
Oh, opera.
Sure.
Yes, very true.
Definitely, yeah.
That could be a snobby group.
Is it even possible to be into opera and not be snobby? Is that actually possible?
No, I think it's a requirement.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It is. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, rich folks. They think they can buy the world with their money.
Yes, you're right. I guess that's true.
Technically, they can.
Bastards. Yeah.
Other than that.
By the way, if you want to employ me, I don't mind that you're rich and snobby. You go right ahead.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
It is the All Request Fest. We're going to take our first request. Hello, KLOS.
Hairless Whisper today?
I'm sorry, what?
Hairless Whisper today?
On the All Request Fest, Careless Whisper?
Yes, please. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Kevin, what do you think?
Nope.
Okay, thank you anyway.
Sausalito Summer Night Diesel is who that is. I heard from Kelsey in Tarzana who said, what's that song about Sausalito? And of course, immediately I thought of Bill Murray Lost in Translation, which
speaking
I can remember.
Murray.
Yeah, I can remember that.
What did we learn from the last half hour? Tom Slick tweets, Sligo is a wine snob that drives a BMW and couldn't remember the name of the greatest comedy of all time. You guys are pros.
I got pwned. That's 100% true. Hello, KLOS.
Hello. I'd like to hear Sheer Heart Attack from Queen.
Cool. Who are you?
Mike.
Mike, you got a deal.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
Sabrina in Tustin wanted to hear Detachable Penis. I don't know what's going on with her.
Removable apparatus. Yamava Resort and Casino San Manuel is celebrating its 300-car giveaway with a 2023 Rolls-Royce Ghost on October 2nd. Details are at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. And they are bringing all of this All Request Fest to you. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great. It's our All Request Fest. What do you got?
Well, I got two. Which one do you want?
The third one.
Oh, you got me that time.
Enough horseplay. What do you want to hear?
Mott the Hoople, the Golden Age of Rock and Roll.
Nice.
And?
Oh, and the other one?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
It's like pulling teeth with you, dude. What's your other one?
Oh, shit, I already forgot it.
Well, I guess we'll do Mott the Hoople then on KLOS.
Well, you guys are all right, man.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin and Slogo.
Hi
hey.
There. It's our All Request Fest.
All right, I was wondering if you guys could play Steam Fist by Tool.
Oh, good one. Very, 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 very good.
Do love that.
Who are you?
By David from Ontario. By any chance, do you have any power?
Oh, sh**. I hung up on him.
We do Monday.
Yeah,
we
have on Monday. Yes.
We have power trip tickets on Monday.
And here's your Tool request.
Sorry about that.
What is he, Paul McCartney? Hanging up on him.
It is the KLOS All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
So I want to hear Hocus Pocus by Focus because there's not enough yodeling when people get too drunk and they start having bowel movements.
Hocus Pocus, Focus, begin your bowel movement now.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Listen closely. There's someone yodeling on the phone.
Yodelo, yodelo.
Yodeling?
You're yodeling.
Hi, it's Kevin
Sligo. Yes, I
love
You're yodeling to Focus.
Could you play Eminence Front by The Who?
Oh, man. Eminence Front, I love.
You do love that song.
Yep.
Play it.
The song that jump-started Aerosmith when they joined Run DMC for that video, man. It just brought them back big time. And now, of course, they're doing the Peace Out tour.
Yes, they are.
That's kind of, it's, I don't know. I'm, ah, it's rough, but whatever. All right, it's the All Request Fest. What do you got, man?
I got Brian in San Pedro wants to hear Space Truckin' by Deep Purple.
Hell yeah. Nice one. You know, you can always hit us up on Twitter as well. We are at Kevin and Sligo.
Hey, can I hear a tune for the All Request Fest?
Yes, you may. Well, maybe.
Your
unless
song.
It blows. If it blows, then no.
How about some Seether?
Nice. Which one?
Careless Whisper.
Nope.
Ah, you bastard! You bastard!
Nope. I knew that was coming.
Bastard!
Nope.
You know what? It's even right here. It's actually in here.
Oh, I know.
It's right there. Four yeah. minutes and 49 seconds of torture.
Yeah, I know.
You.
I know it's there.
Bastard! That's for someone named Jack on the KLOS All Request Fest, which is happening thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. They're celebrating its 300-car giveaway with a 2023 Rolls-Royce Ghost October 2nd. Details are at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter.
Hey, happy Friday.
Woo!
To you as well.
Hey, how about some Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Hell yeah.
Which song?
How about What's Your Name?
Love it. Done deal.
Good.
Right on. Who are you?
This is Tony from Riverside.
Tony, thank you for telephoning KLOS Radio.
I see a man at the back, as a matter of fact, and his eyes are as red as the sun.
Damn it. We just played that earlier today. I can't play it again.
No way.
Bloody hell. Do you want to hear another sweet song?
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
But you have to sing it.
How about, you have to sing Man from Mecca.
I don't know that one.
Oh!
Love is like oxygen.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Ty is a paid spokesman.
Yeah. It's a masterpiece.
Variety. Was that Phil Dunphy from Modern Family? An ad ran in Variety on this day in rock in 1965 looking for four insane boys aged 17 to 21 to star in a new TV show called The Monkees. Led Zeppelin's In Through the Outdoor became their eighth number one album in the UK on this day in rock in 1979. Stayed there at the top of the charts for 2 weeks.
This day in rock 2022, Aerosmith set the record for most tickets sold at Fenway Park.